What's going on, guys? Puerto Rican Rattlesnake Luis J. Gomez here. I wanted to record this little cold open real quick. A couple reasons. Number one, I wanted to mention up top that the audio is not great. I did a pre-tape with my girlfriend, Kimberly Congdon. We were down in Florida hanging out with her family. We did a show down at a comedy club called Groucho's Comedy Club in Melbourne. Much love to those motherfuckers. All the fans came out in Florida. Dude, people were driving for 4, 5, 6 hours to come out and see the show. Much love to all those motherfuckers. This dude fucking Mike came out and gave me a bunch of fucking wax. We had like literally incredible conversations with some of these fans. Like literally... Dude, I gotta be honest with you. The fans come out every single time, and more than anything else, I like hanging out with them afterwards and shooting the shit. And I'm not even as comfortable around my fucking friends from at home that I grew up with as I am around the Legion of Skanks and Real Ass Podcasts and Believe You Me fans that come out, and they're all coming out now. So if you guys are fucking out there, I really appreciate you guys coming out to the show. And that was the other reason why I wanted to do a cold open as well, because I wanted to plug a couple dates. This Sunday night, I'll be in Detroit with Justin Silver, Detroit Comedy Underground. You guys can grab tickets at gomezcomedy.com. November 18th, I'll be in Buffalo. I got December 8th in Chicago. I'm putting all those links up at gomezcomedy.com. So make sure you guys grab tickets and come and check me out. I'm telling you right now, the touring schedule is going to fucking blow up 2018. My agent right now, we just had a meeting the other day. We are just working specifically on the beginning of next year right now. So I'm coming out to a motherfucking town near you. So if you guys want me to come to your hometown, dude, fucking let me know. You know, if you know a comedy producer or a comedian down there that does shows that, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm co-producing shit. So reach out to me. I'm not on Facebook anymore, but you guys can tweet at me at Luis J. Gomez. You guys can hit me up on Instagram. That's Gomez Comedy. Or you guys can go to gomezcomedy.com and just hit me on the contact page. And I'm literally going out fucking everywhere. And I'm meeting the fans and I'm doing comedy. I'm telling jokes. And you guys are the coolest motherfuckers on the planet. So this show was fucking, it was a little laid back. Me and Kim got super fucking high all day long and then got high before we got in bed and recorded this podcast and got even higher during it. And I don't even remember half the shit we said, but I know it was funny, and there was times that were dark, and there were times that were fucking a little more serious, but I thought it was a really fun show to do. Obviously, she's my chick, so I have a good time talking to her and hanging out with her, so I hope you guys enjoy the show. Without further ado, this is Luis and Kim in Florida.
Tuned in to the RAP. If you's a real motherfucker, that's the place to be. You know you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon, the superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattlesnake is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Woo! All right, Real Ass Podcast, we're back. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. We are in Sebastian, Florida.
We are.
Sebastian, Florida. I am with Kimberly Congdon.
Hey, what's up?
Hilarious comedian, also my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Lover.
Lover, yeah.
That's right, we do it.
And
sometimes.
Pal, and close pal.
We do it sometimes, guys.
We have sex, but we also roast each other.
Yeah, that's true. That's really what we spend most of our time doing.
Yeah, we insult each other constantly.
But it's in true roast battle format. It's really uncomfortable, guys. We don't actually talk. We just write roast jokes against each other in real life, and that's the way we communicate.
Zach Amico's always in between us for some reason.
Yeah, it's true. I don't really communicate with Kim. I just have Zach communicate for me. She's really in love with Zach's personality because he writes all of my love roast jokes. No, obviously... We're having a good time here. It's the end of the weekend. It's been a long, trying trip. We came down for a show on Friday night.
Yep.
We did it. We did a gig, which was a lot of fun at fucking Groucho's Comedy Club. Are you checking to see if it's recording? Mm-hmm. I got it. I got it, babe. Okay. I'm a pro. You're dealing with a pro here, okay?
Okay, sorry.
And then the real reason we were coming down, or the reason that I even set up a show at Groucho's Comedy Club in Melbourne, Florida... was because Kimberly's sister was pregnant.
She's still pregnant.
We took care of it.
We came down for an abortion.
We aborted that child. We did it the old school way. We held her down and had her bite down on a belt, drink a lot of whiskey. It was a good time.
A lot of blood, but...
Yeah. Hey, what are you going to do? It was a memory. That's the real point. No, we came down for her baby shower, which was a lot of fun. And this was the first time that I am meeting Kimberly Congdon's family, which was a pretty interesting experience overall.
Yeah, I'm glad that you got to meet my family, especially like with you, with like you having such like a big like forum on like podcasting and stuff, because like they're pretty crazy. I think, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe I'm insane and they're a normal family and I'm like spoiled and I'm like, they're nuts, and they're not. But I feel like they're very crazy people.
I think they're
wild.
Sorry, I'm smoking a vape pen, which is pretty dope. I'm also getting into vapes now, guys. We're going to get into that later on. It's a whole thing.
He's a different person ever since you went to Florida.
Yeah, you guys don't even know.
I've caught a fish today.
I really did. We'll get into all this shit today, okay? Your family is pretty cool. It's not as garbagey as I thought they were going to be. See, Kim described her family as like,
aunt was on cocaine when she met you.
That's okay. That's okay. That is not that garbagey.
No?
Yeah, when you really think about it, like, if I could see if, like, your aunt was on cocaine and she met me and I'm a 5-year-old child and she's watching me for the night.
Oh, okay.
I say that's garbagey, but it's just a fucking lady. She wants to do a little bit
of blow. They're just, like, wild. They're more wild than garbage.
Yeah, they're,
They're definitely not a family you come and you, like, have to be shy around.
No. They're fun, they're big, they're loud, they're, you know, I would say that you guys are... See, I thought... Kim described her family as, like, you know, kind of scary, like mine. I thought you were from a much darker family than you're really from. Therefore, they're a fucking bunch of loving Puerto Ricans.
I mean, they're also being their most loving right now.
No, I think they're fine. Look, here's the thing. I'm also a pretty good judge of character. They're not being bullshit artists, okay? The truth of the matter is I think I got a pretty good
gauge.
They
are who they are, essentially. Like, what you see is basically what you get.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a bunch of Puerto Ricans, and then there's a white guy with 1990s hair.
Yeah, Shelby. Stepdad, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. But look, I had a good time. I got to be honest with you. Meeting the family for the first time is something that is, it's a little bit nerve-wracking, I think, for most people. But for me in particular, here's the thing, okay? Comics, you know, we spend our whole lives. I'm older, Kim, okay? You forget this sometimes.
I do.
We have the same maturity level.
I do forget that you're older.
I'm 35 years old, okay?
You're right.
So I've also been on my own a long time. So I have been used to... you know, doing things my way for as long as I could fucking remember.
Right.
You know, I kind of get up every single day and I do what I do.
Yeah.
You know, I've been on my own since I was 15 years old, 16 years old. So I haven't really had to answer to anybody. I kind of create an environment where I don't have any bosses. I kind of create this whole perfect world where I get to kind of just be me. I'm a dad. I'm the boss. I'm always the person that's in charge. And then I come into an environment where I meet somebody's family. Then all of a sudden I can't do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And that feeling makes you want to lose. It's a very weird feeling as a man, especially it's been so long since I've had any sort of authority over me, you know? And I think that's a hard thing for most people to deal with, but particularly for me. So what happens is I walk around kind of on eggshells and I don't want to be an asshole. I don't want to be shitty. And it's going to take probably, you know, a day or two before I get into a bad mood. And that's exactly what happened today.
Today was pretty funny.
Yeah, here's the thing. Kim's family loves me right now.
They really like you.
They do. I don't know what other boyfriends you've brought home, Kim.
I had one boyfriend from high school till college, but you're the first boyfriend. Like, you're my first adult boyfriend, you know that, right? Like, I had, like, a high school boyfriend.
Did you tell me you brought a guy home?
Yeah, but I was like, I didn't even call him my boyfriend.
He was a friend.
Yeah, it was just like not a...
Yeah, and your mom didn't like him, you said?
No, he was the worst. I didn't like him either.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire time he was there, I didn't like him. We were like talking shit about him. It was the worst. He was just a nightmare.
Yeah.
I had a high school boyfriend that I dated for like 4 years. And then I had like something I wouldn't even call a relationship for like a year when I moved to LA. And then you... who I've been dating for like 5 months now. You're like my first adult as like someone who's not 18, 19, 20 years old boyfriend. You're my first boyfriend in a real in real adult situations.
Yeah, okay.
As adult as they can get for both of us being comedians.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm coming home. I'm assuming, compared to the other guys that they have met, that I'm a little bit more confident.
Yes, for
I'm
sure.
I'm a little bit more together.
For sure.
Just in terms of, like, the way that I carry
more
myself.
More charisma, yeah.
Yeah, these other fucking dudes are kind of just sitting there, like,
they also got to watch you, like, kill in Melbourne on Friday, so.
Yeah.
That helped a lot, too.
Well, that's the other thing, dude. If you're a female, I don't understand how you could fuck an unfunny male comedian.
I could never.
It would be, like, it would be really... I mean, I guess fuck, like, is one... Having sex is whatever. You can have good sex one night and that's that. But,
not even.
But dating a fucking... A dude who's going up there trying to kill, and then he's failing. He's just not... He doesn't get it. So I'm not saying that somebody has a bad set or bombs one night. I'm talking about somebody who, like, they're a bad comic and they don't get in. There's a million comics we could think of right now.
It's weird when women fuck those guys because it's like... You're fucking someone who's not self-aware.
Yeah.
So they're already not self-aware on stage. Like, they think they're good and they're bad. How great can they be in bed?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if they think they're good in bed and they're not willing to learn, obviously. You know what I'm saying? They're not aware of what's going on.
And you see sometimes, like, hot chicks. I see hot chicks doing it, and then I go, like, well, wait a minute. Why wouldn't you just do that with a better version of that guy? If, like, you're a hot chick. That was actually something that was pretty funny that was, said...
I know what you're talking about.
On the last Real Ass Podcast...
Letter, right? Are you talking about the letter and what you said to me and when I was like, I could...
Yeah, yeah, the email. So on the last Real Ass Podcast, somebody trolled me and they wrote a letter to the show asking for advice where they were like... they were like, oh, I'm dating a girl long distance and we're in the same industry and I can help her out. And it was very obviously him trying to fuck with me.
Yeah, he was pretending to be you dating me.
Yes, it was very funny. But it was a very good point.
And spot on.
Yeah,
I mean, I am living the life here.
But you made this point, which I thought was funny because I told her about it.
And then you said, are you using me?
Yeah, well, look, I did have a moment of insecurity. I was like, babe, are you actually using me? You know?
Yeah, and I, what did I say?
Oh, well, no, you said if you were going to use somebody, you'd use a more successful comic.
Yeah, which was insulting and really sweet at the same time.
It's just, I don't know how to feel about it. I'm neutral. I walked out of it being like, okay.
It's just, like, very obvious that I'm into you because, like, I could, I mean...
Yeah, say it, fuckface. Say it, fuckface. You can start fucking a more famous comedian. Piece of shit.
Yeah.
I could also start fucking a more famous comedian.
Okay.
Nothing.
Bye.
See you later.
Go get that money. Bring it back to us.
Yeah, I really should. But Florida, so you grew up in this area. This is Melbourne, Florida. This is like straight up kind of garbage country.
Yeah, you've been frustrated for 4 days because we haven't had cell phone service. It's just like, I mean, if you see this town I'm from, we're on a dirt road right now. There are like bugs and no-see-ums. We went fishing all afternoon. No cell phone service. The water is still well water. Like, we still don't have access to city water in this town.
Yeah.
It smells like eggs.
And it's, look, here's the thing. It's not
beautiful.
Bad. It's nice to get out of the hustle and bustle of the big city. But when you have, here's the
thing. You hated it. You were angry trying to find service for 4 days in a row.
You come to a fucking town like this, and you look at the average person, and you see the problems in their eyes. You look at their eyes, and you say, okay, this person is fucking, they got issues, dude. They got to fix their life, okay?
I mean, we met the sweetest lady at the phone store the other day, and you can tell, like...
Kelly?
Yeah, she just goes through it, dude.
Dude, Kelly, every woman in this town looks exactly like Kelly.
Yeah, she's got the hair scrunchy, the few scabs on her face.
205 pounds, UFC light heavy. Wait, she's had some fucking tattoos.
She's an ugly Mike Bisping.
Yes. Her baby's daddy's name around her wrist.
Around her wrist. She's got a butterfly tattoo. She's
definitely
got fucking a Tweety bird on her thigh.
Yes.
Like, it's all like the same, like flip-flops. Like.
And Kelly is a sweet woman. She's not a bad woman.
And people are sweet here. People are genuinely very nice.
They're
here,
nice people. But you look at the pain in their eyes. You can see that
they've given up.
Everybody. And then you realize the reason they've given up is because there is no cell phone service. Because if they had any, they don't have a way out. Because by the time you start planning your way out, right? The first thing you do is like, dude, I need to go on the internet. I need to plan a fucking way out. You start to book a hotel. You start to do this.
They
can't get to step one.
Dude, I'm telling you.
They can't get to step fucking one. It's crazy.
You're right. My parents think I'm crazy because I come back home and then I start getting frustrated.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do you guys do anything? How does anything get done? I just need to Google this one place so I can make one phone call. I mean, and people are just like, oh, the service goes in and out very casually.
Yeah.
Like, technology is not okay really used
and,
here.
And you're like, all right, Kelly, well, listen, I get it, bitch, but we need to fucking work. I have a business that I'm running back in New York City. I got a kid that I got to get in touch with. Like, there's all of these different things that are going on that I'm going like, this is an emergency. Like, my world is crumbling down and I'm at the bank and there's just no cell phone service and there's no internet. And they're like, but sorry.
I dropped Lewis off at the bank and I was going to go pick something up 10 minutes away. And I was like, okay, I'll pick you up in 10 minutes. And he was like, okay, I don't have phone service. So I'll be waiting outside. It felt like 1995. Like,
yeah.
What's going on? I have no clue.
It's an underdeveloped town, and everyone's kind of sad and poor here.
And retired. It's a bunch of old people, too. Old white people.
Yeah, but it's...
A lot of Confederate flags.
And I have no problem... I don't want to get into the Confederate flag argument with you.
Oh, God, no. Please, for the love of God.
I got no problem with it. I got no problem with these fucking country bumpkin old school people flying their stupid Confederate flag. Let them have it.
I think they have a right to. I already told you that. Both agree to that.
I'm going to come into their fucking town and tell them to change the way that they think. Geez, look at these people. They don't even have cell phone service.
Yeah, just let them be.
Dude, if they had cell phone service, they might be able to Google the fact that they're not supposed to have Confederate flags on their cars.
Yeah, they don't know. They're just in this town. They fucking don't know what... I feel like people here don't even know what year it is. Like,
yeah.
And it's crazy. I try to make a joke about, like, even the music. Like, I come back and it's like, new hits today. And they're playing, like, I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry. Yeah. And I'm like, this was new... 2008.
That is such
and it's like a hit right
such
now.
Such a young chick complaint to have about the world. Like, in my mind, that's a
it's
new song.
It's just crazy how...
Like, you just named a new song in my mind.
Oh, yeah, I did?
Yeah. That came out that long ago?
I remember it because it was for my senior grad bash. Katy Perry came to, and she sang that song, and it was, like, big then. So it must have been around 2009.
Check it out. I Kissed a Girl. Let's see. What year did that come out in?
2009.
Yeah.
2009.
No, 2008. 2008.
2009, I had my grad bash at Disney. Katy Perry showed up, and she made out with a high school girl during that song at the concert.
Mm.
She was like, does anybody have cherry chapstick on them? And then it turned into this, like, really sexual thing, and all the teachers were like, what the fuck? But everybody got really into it. And she
was your grad bash? What is a grad bash?
Grad bash is, like, senior year. Like, you take, like, it's like a senior year field trip. It's a grown-up way to say it. It's like a celebrating everyone graduating.
And you guys got somewhere special. Disney,
and then, like, a big artist comes out and does a private concert.
So it's just for your school?
It's for, like, all the high schools in the district.
Okay, so...
And they all meet up. So you meet up with people from different high schools that you kind of know.
Did you know the girl that made up with Katy Perry?
No.
I mean, that Katy Perry should be in prison for that.
I know. I remember thinking that when I was younger. I'm like, this girl's a senior, maybe 18, but probably could be 17.
Oh, so much harder. What's the legal age of consent in Florida?
It's 18.
18? No. 18. No. 17 in New York.
No, it's 18 in Florida.
Shut up.
I'm pretty sure it's 18.
Age of consent in Florida.
18.
18. Whoa. Provision allowing 16 under and 17-year-olds to consent to having sex with someone between 16 and 23 to qualify for removal under Romeo and Juliet. The victim must be at least 14 years old, and the offender must be no more than 4 years older. Wow! So if you're a 24-year-old, you try to smash a 17-year-old, it's not going to happen.
No, but
if
you're
a 23-year-old, you can fuck a 16-year-old.
Which I feel like those are pretty fair. I feel like those are pretty fair. I'm trying to think of my maturity. There's a big difference even between 22 and 25 in age. Like, those 3 years make a huge difference.
You can't...
But I'm speaking on behalf of being a woman, too.
But so not every woman is mature at 16. Not every woman is mature at 25. It just depends. It's all so nuanced.
Yeah, like, my sister is 22, and she's naive as fuck. And then my other sister...
Yeah, she let a black guy come inside of her.
Yeah, and then my other sister's 16, and she's super smart.
Yeah.
She uses condoms with the black guy.
Yeah, exactly. You can't let him come inside of you. That's crazy. Are you out of your mind? I would assume that Florida would be a little bit more fucking backwoodsy, crazy.
Like 14.
Yeah. Like, that's like Argentina.
No.
If you go to certain countries, it's like really young. We've done the research.
In Florida, seniors can date freshmen in high school, which is weird.
Yeah, I'm trying. Did I date any really young girls? I definitely.
When I was a freshman, I dated a junior. And when I was in seventh grade middle school, I dated a guy that was in 10th grade high school.
That's creepy.
I was in
middle
school.
That's him being a fucking creep.
Yeah. But like, I.
And he was trying to fuck every time.
But I also.
Was he trying to fuck you?
I had known him for 2 years before that. Grew up in the same neighborhood. We were really good friends. So it kind of changed.
In eighth grade. That's weird.
He was 3 years older than me.
It's weird.
It's weird, but it's also kind of okay.
No, it's not okay. When you're in seventh grade, you're 13 years old.
This is my first kiss you're and dating, the first guy I made out with.
You're dating a man, basically. I guess that's not true. Little, like, 15-year-old boys aren't men. They're fucking boys.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, he's definitely trying to... Was he trying to fuck, like, all the time?
No, he was never trying to fuck. He was trying to get me to make out with him. I was, like, a really good kid.
Was he trying to feel your boobs?
Yeah. He was trying to feel my
finger
boobs.
You?
No, never.
He never went below the waist?
No.
Oh, he's a faggot thing.
No, he was, like, pretty innocent.
He didn't have the balls to go down.
I think, like, he... Like, there was, like, some, like... I think... No. Yeah, it just wasn't like that. I was, like, really innocent until I...
Sort of dating me.
Yes, until I lost my virginity to you.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
Thank you. Thanks, Kim. Thanks for keeping it honest.
So you were the first dick I ever sucked.
That makes me feel really good. All right, here's the thing. I want to talk about this really quick. Because here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this in a few parts. We have some questions that we're going to answer later on the show. Going to be a little bit short of a show. Also, got to apologize for the audio. If you guys have probably figured out, we're recording just on a Zoom recorder with a multi-directional microphone. So it's not as good as usual. But,
I mean, I feel like this is an insult to my audio, but...
It's not bad, Kim.
I'm trying.
Yeah. It's something.
Okay.
So, I gotta talk about this. I finally made a list. I'm finally on a comedy list.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't really... I often get overlooked for lists. Mm-hmm. I'm not really that guy.
Right.
You know, one of these guys that I don't really have an easy path in the industry.
Right.
You know, kind of just hustling on my own, doing my thing.
Right.
But finally, the powers that be... have recognized what an amazing talent I am, and I have made a fucking list in the industry.
All right, let's see this list.
Well, first of all, it was written about on BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed, this list is so big that BuzzFeed has actually written about the list, and the article on BuzzFeed was called...
Oh, I know about this one.
What to do with shitty men in media. That's right. I am a shitty man in media. Kim, that's what you're dating.
I know.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, no, I'm excited that you made a list. Congratulations,
right?
Babe.
See?
I'm really proud of you.
This is really fun.
I'm excited to see what this shitty men in media means.
So here's the deal, okay?
A document circulating late Wednesday named and shamed dozens of men in media for bad behavior towards women.
And I am on this fucking list. I'm on this list.
Who else is on this list?
So here's the thing. I got late Wednesday night, I get a message.
Is Weinstein on this list?
No, Weinstein's not even on the list.
Oh my God, you're awful.
How bad can you be?
Dude?
It has all been,
he's the shittiest man in media right now.
It was inspired by Weinstein, and he's not even on the list, but a lot of other people are.
Well, it seems like they're missing some people then.
There was a comedian, and here's what's funny, right? Part of me doesn't want to say the girl's name that made this list, because this was forwarded to me by another female comedian, and she told me the girl's name who made the list. Now, my instinct is, like, yeah, I don't want my fans to go and trash this chick and to fucking be an asshole to her and say mean stuff to her.
Because it'll only confirm that you're shitty. It'll only make it look worse.
I don't even
worse.
Care about that. They're going to think I'm a shitty man in media no matter what,
okay,
right?
Okay.
But I just, in my opinion,
I'm just kind of
responsible when it comes down to, like, talking shit about people.
Right.
I try to do it in a responsible way, right? But this girl is going out and circulating a fucking list with my name on it with a bunch of fucking rapists. And I'll tell you what my offense is, because it's not just rapists. It's shitty men in media, okay? And this means that they could be anything from, rape apologists to guys that have done shady stuff or made women feel uncomfortable. They sent out a Google Doc, and this document can be updated by any woman that wants to. So literally, they can...
It's the Wikipedia of rape.
Yeah, they can blindly just upload anybody's name to this, okay? And there's
I'm throwing some X's on there.
You should throw some on there. Why not? Okay. Why wouldn't you? I should throw some on there.
Yeah.
Let's fucking rock and roll.
Let's throw people we hate on there.
So some of these people are trolls, literally named troll, rape sympathizer, emotional abuser, manipulator, rape sympathizer.
I'm going to put bad comics up there and put rape my ears every time they go on stage.
And what I'm listed as is a Glazer defender.
What?
Aaron Glazer. If you guys remember, we did the episode called Rape Dicks.
You and I did that.
Yeah, with Kim and Tim Dillon. And who else was there? Was it Zach?
It was...
Maybe not Zach, just me, you, and Tim.
I think it was me, you, and Tim. Zach was out of town, I think.
So we did, Zach was out of town. We did an episode called Rape Dicks where we talked about the Aaron Glazer rape scandal, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And we had an honest discussion about it. And Aaron Glazer reached out to me and he sent me some information about it. And during this podcast and afterwards, you know, look, we were very clear. We weren't on anybody's side.
We went back and forth.
We went back and forth on what we thought happened.
All of us did, though.
Everybody did. And the truth is, we had a funny, interesting conversation about it. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, I kind of said, hey, you know what? I don't think this guy, Aaron Glazer, is a good dude. I don't really want to be associated with him. And I ended up not continuing doing the series that we were planning on doing.
Right. That's kind of what we left off at is like, oh, the stories are too sketchy.
Yeah, it was weird. I was getting too close to it. I was talking to people that really knew the victims. And I was like, you know what, dude, this isn't fucking, it's not being funny and it's not being interesting for me to do in that case. Mm-hmm. Right. So what's very funny to me is then there's also not only there's those guys, you're not on the list. You're not on the list. Tim Dillon's not on the list. But there's also guys on the same list that go up and down that have committed rape, predatory behavior and assault, breaking into a bed with a sleeping woman, sexual assault, rape, emotional abuse, predatory behavior with multiple women.
The emotional abuse. I'm like, okay, wait a minute.
Every human.
Who got called a name? Because fucking
emotional abuse. If you say you're,
I believe that people can get emotional. I believe that there are people that are not strong enough to deal with like being told something over and over or brainwashed to believe they're a certain way or not good enough or not worthy. But like people take the word emotional abuse so literal. Like I've gotten in one argument with someone else and they've been like, she emotionally abused me. I'm like, no, bitch, we yelled at each other.
Emotional
like,
abuse.
Like, get the fuck out of my face.
Whatever. Like, what do you want me to say? You're a fucking adult.
Yeah,
I'm
dude.
Getting so sick of it.
If you can't live in the world where people yell at each other, you're not a survivor. Goodbye.
Stop making women second-class citizens by saying that they're so delicate that they can't be called bad names.
Dude,
sorry.
Women will fuck you up.
Yeah, women are fucking crazy. I've been emotionally...
I'll fuck someone up.
I've been emotionally abused by so many fucking women and I never go like, oh my God, there's just crazy. I was like, no, I was in a fucking relationship that got volatile. Welcome to being in a relationship as an adult. That's anybody. Sorry. Okay.
A bad relationship as an adult.
You know, or just a relationship where you stop being compatible and you just get shitty with each other.
Yeah, because you're annoyed. Because you're two animals that shouldn't be living in the same den anymore.
Yeah, you're just like, fuck you. I hate you. And I want to say mean things to you. And I want to make you feel
so
bad.
The animal just rolls over. It's like, my feelings are hurt. It's like, no, bitch, just go.
Eat it. Get out of the cave, bitch. So here's the thing. It's very funny to me. So there's this list of all, and I won't name the other guys' names because I don't want to fucking throw anybody's names under the bus.
All right, I will.
But it's a bunch of dudes that, and you guys can probably guess some of them. The ones that are called.
I mean, for sure.
The ones that are called.
I love that guy's special, the precious special. Wasn't that guy the.
But no, seriously, these guys.
Dude jerks off in front of other comics.
These guys are. They're putting people on a list for having a conversation, the same exact list that guys are being accused of raping women on. It's so fucking irresponsible, and it's childish.
I just don't think that rape sympathizer should be next to rapist. I don't...
Rape sympathizer just sounds like an awesome musical instrument from the 80s.
Yeah, it just balances all the noises out. It balances the screams of the lead singer out.
Yeah. So look, here's the deal.
Non-consensual condom river. Okay, that one, fucking, I've gotten into so many arguments with people about this. If you take a condom off during sex, you're raping someone. And they don't know you that well, and they don't know what you have.
What do they call it? They call it,
you're tricking them into having a different kind of sex with you.
Not ghosting. What do they call it?
I don't know what they call it, but if a dude ever did that to me and I noticed beforehand, I wouldn't say a word and I would just shove something really hard up his ass instantly.
Okay, and then I'm going to come. Thanks. Now you're pregnant.
I'd shove something huge and hard up his ass and be like, well, I guess we both rape each other.
Okay, we're partying.
I'm a feminist. I believe if you rape me, I'll rape you. Okay, cut that out.
Listen, here's the deal. Yes, I agree with you that it's a sex crime. I think rape should be defined as having non-consensual sex with somebody.
That's non-consensual.
That's a non-consensual sex act during consensual sex. Mm-hmm. It's too much of a gray area, and I'll tell you why. Because to call that the same thing as a guy waiting behind those bushes right there while you're coming home, you get out of your car and he drags you behind your car and rapes you, to call that the same thing, I feel like It's just not.
But you're saying that as someone who doesn't get a HIV or herpes, imagine if you got herpes from that dude or something. Right. Or you got HIV from him. Then it's a whole different story. So it's too much of a gray area for you to say it's not that, too.
I'm not. No, but it's definitely.
Kind of both ways, you know?
No, it's definitely not that. I think it's much more in line with.
A felony. Should be a felony.
I don't know. Forget the legal shit. I don't know the difference
between. You just don't think it should be called rape.
I think it just kind of it cheapens what rape is. If you're making the definition of rape that wide of a gap, then I think that's
what's why your definition of rape.
I think rape is having sex with somebody against their will.
Against their will.
Against their will. They have not consented. Meaning that they could be passed out. They could be if they say no. If they say they don't want to do it. But then what happens is you go into all these little gray areas in these pockets where you go like, oh, well, the girl's drunk. Well, how drunk is she? Can she really give true consent? In my mind, I'm like,
I've had a lot, so much of drunk sex.
I know. And I don't think you were raped, to be honest with you. I think you might regret it. I think you might
have done this. I mean, but I have also had sex with drunk people.
Yeah, of course.
And it's like nobody ever said I raped them.
Exactly. And I think that you have to look at what we do. Sex in general. It's an adult thing. It's a responsible thing. You have to be responsible with it. And I think it should be treated as such. And I think all parties involved should be responsible. So if you're getting drunk and then going out and fucking, you know, Dave Smith made this point. It's a great point. But it's like you have to look at it as the same thing as getting behind the wheel of a car. Nobody's going like, oh, my God, that poor girl. She's driving a car. It's like, no. You like, what are you doing? Don't get behind the wheel of a car. Give me your fucking keys. Don't be an idiot. Don't you don't go home with a guy that, you know, if you're drunk. You know, and you don't want to have sex with a guy.
I think that that's a really good point, and I don't think that that's not. I think the problem is that I like to call them like shitty feminists focus on that, and I think the like biggest point is just like, yeah, obviously you shouldn't get drunk, but then it's never taught the opposite way for men. You just shouldn't fuck a girl that's knocked out. It's never taught. I mean,
it's kind of taught now.
It's taught now.
I'll teach my kid.
But you know why it's taught now?
You do not fuck a drunk chick.
But do you know why? Because shit was started to be said. It used to not be taught. Why? Because nobody would say anything. It used to be okay.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm not teaching my son not to have sex with drunk chicks because. Here's the thing, I'm teaching my son to be a good person, and I'm teaching my son
just
to
treat
be,
people well. If something feels wrong, don't do it.
Well, here's the thing, right? I would like to believe that I'm raising my son in a way that if he was with a girl when he's older and she was passed out, he would have a moral compass where he wouldn't do something. I'm raising him, and it has nothing to do with a conversation about fucking a drunk chick.
No.
Nothing to do with
you're raising him with empathy.
The reason that I'm teaching him not to have sex with a drunk chick, and that will be a conversation, is because even not a passed out drunk chick. I'm talking about like a girl that's even had a few drinks. It's because it's a dangerous game to play, and you don't want to put your future or your safety in the hands of somebody else. You don't know who you're fucking. I fucked a lot of crazy chicks, dude.
Yeah,
a lot of crazy chicks. And to play that game, it's kind of dangerous. And especially if you're going to be successful, dude. If you're a fucking,
well, it's also like you don't need
a gas station attendant in Melbourne, Florida. It's probably not going to bite you in the ass too much. But if you want to do anything at a high level. You know, you don't want to just be able to be ruined. And this whole Harvey Weinstein thing, we'll get into this. We're going to take a break in a few minutes and get the blunt and go in the car and we'll continue this. And we'll talk about the Harvey Weinstein scandal because I want to get your opinion on it as a woman in entertainment. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I almost feel like the responsibility is like, even like for me now, like I don't drink at all. I haven't drank in a couple of years. Even with you now, you'll have a few drinks. I feel you're my girlfriend, and I feel weird having sex with you when drunk.
Yeah, I've had sex with you drunk.
I know
a couple of times.
I know, but it's been like
I like to have sex with you drunk.
I know you do, and it's never,
I'll say that on record.
It's also never blackout drunk. I would never let you get blackout drunk. First of all,
yeah, I don't get blackout drunk,
and that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about a few drinks and being kind of the state of mind. Here's what happens when I get drunk, right? I'll kind of let myself go a little bit, right? And maybe I'll be a little louder, or I'll be a little, whatever it is, a little looser, more willing to say something that I wouldn't say. And I'm very in control of my thoughts, I'm very in control of my actions, but you give yourself the excuse. And I think it happens a lot with sex. You sleep with somebody that you maybe wouldn't sleep with, but you want to, but you go, ah, fuck it, I'm drunk. I'll just use that as an excuse. Mm-hmm. So that whole thing, there's so much gray area.
Yeah, a lot of people
area.
Get drunk to be able to have sex, which is a huge problem.
Yeah.
It kind of like mixes in with this culture, and then it becomes a problem. And it's just better to teach your kids not to have sex when people are drinking at all, because first of all, like, sex should be a thing that you don't focus on just because you're sloppy drunk and you're like not nervous anymore. Like,
yeah.
If you're nervous to be having sex with someone, you shouldn't be having sex with them.
Yeah. And also, to be honest, I also think there should be a right. There's another, what about this other thing, right? What about this other, and there might be people that do this, and who are we to disparage them? What if there's a chick out there who says, I don't come unless I am fucking loaded. Like, this is how I like to fuck. I like to have 10 fucking shots of whiskey, and then I like to find a guy, and I fuck him, and that's what I do. I mean, is she creating a criminal? If she goes out and that's what she does, and that's her fucking action that she does, like, where is the line there? Where even that girl, even if she is...
Every day she wakes up and she knows she fucked a dude blackout, and she's like, I can't wait to get drunk tonight.
I'm so happy. High five,
well,
dude.
Then that's, like, her thing. And then, I mean, then it's, like, it's consensual. Like, she knows that's what she does, right?
It's crazy. It's
just like a very...
The point
I understand
of all of it is there's all of this gray area, and I almost feel like you have to create that line. You have to define rape as rape, and then you can define all this other stuff. If you want to call it first-degree rape, second-degree rape, if you want to call it sexual assault and groping, all those terms exist for a reason.
Yeah, but then people hear that you're splitting it up, and they're like, no, it's all rape. And it's like, that's a problem. But it's like, okay, why can't we just sit back and be like, okay... I mean, it's just all pretty bad, though.
It is all pretty bad. It's all shitty. It's so funny when Kim, I told Kim about this list, and I sent her the list of, like, dudes and the
when I first saw the list, I thought next to his name it said groping.
Not Glazer?
Not Glazer Defender. I read groping, and I was like, holy fuck, I have to go change my underwear. I'm so wet.
Yeah, you're so into it, right?
No. I was really freaked out.
What would you have done? Let me ask you a question. Be honest about this. Yes. If it was groping, if that was my offense on that list and it said groping, not Glazer Defender.
I'd have to find out what the story was.
If let's say the story was, I was drunk 3 years ago, hammered at a bar, thought a girl liked me, right? Another female comic, right? We were kind of being flirty, right? And I went for a move. I put my hand on her thigh and squeezed because I thought she was into it. And she moved away and went, whoa. And then I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were into this. And then she left. And then she was like, that, and that was it.
And that was
100%
the truth?
That was the story. That's her story.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Then I'd be pissed that you were on that list. That's like a movie moment where a girl's like, no, I'm not into you. And you're like, whatever. I don't know.
But that's technically kind of, isn't that kind of groping, though? You're groping your thigh. You're touching her.
Yeah, like you shouldn't be. I wouldn't
do that. That's not my move.
I would tell you, like, don't, you shouldn't, like, grab girls' thighs.
Would you stay with me?
I would probably, yeah.
Oh, babe. Even if I was a sexual groper?
Yeah, if you were a sexual groper, I'd stay with you if that was the case. But, like, I would be like, okay, Lewis, I was
what
like...
What if seven girls had the same story?
Oh, that you did it? No. If it was more...
Like, we weren't even on a date. He just came up to me.
I mean, if it was more than twice you did that, I'd be like, okay, this is like a serial move he makes, is grabbing thighs, which is weird. I had a big comic grab my thigh once, and it was pretty awkward.
I have my hand on her thigh right now.
He does.
I thought you, by the way, you went to go scratch. I thought you were going to move it, like, angrily.
No, like, I'm seriously pissed.
She made a face like she was annoyed, and then she went to go move her hand, but she was annoyed because she was itching because we've been getting eaten alive
by mosquitoes.
What are they called?
No-see-ums.
No-see-ums.
They're, like, little tiny. They're, like, smaller than, like, they're, like, a centimeter wide, and you can't see them. They're called no-see-ums, and they just bite you. And they're just, like, little bites. They don't, like, leave really big bumps or anything. They're just infuriating.
It's fucking itchy. It's awful. All right, look. Here's what we're going to do.
What?
Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
First half of the podcast is good. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein. We're going to smoke a little bit more pot. Get this one out, guys. I apologize about the audio. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this. We'll have some fun. We'll come back, answer some questions, all that shit. Real Ass Podcast, taking a quick break. Be right back. All right, we're back. Put it away. Close it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's closed.
Real Ass Podcast. We just smoked a blunt in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So... A little bit of a laid-back vibe. You want me to close the door?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, Kim.
Okay.
We're in a little tiny fucking, like,
I'm like a teenager. I don't like hanging out in a room where the door's open for some reason.
Kim's family, or, like, aunt owns, or cousin, I don't even know what it is, owns, like, property out here. So we're in sort of, like, they, like, Airbnb these, like, little
river
houses. That are on this river. They're really beautiful. So we're on like a little cottage. There's nobody else. We don't have to have the door closed.
I know. It just feels more private.
All right. And speak a little louder.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You're really high now.
Yeah, I'm really high. I forgot that I'm talking to a mic that's not plugged in.
By the way, the conversation we just had in the car would have been incredible podcasting.
I know.
We should have just had this thing running.
I know. Yeah. I told you to bring it in there.
I know.
And you were
so
like,
good.
No, this is comfortable. And I was like, we're going to get comfortable as soon as we smoke that blunt.
All right, look, here's the deal. We're going to talk a little bit about this Harvey Weinstein thing. Kim, what do you know about it?
I know that Harvey, I don't even know who he is still.
Neither do I.
Like, I don't know what he does.
Who gives a fuck?
He just, like, works in Hollywood or something. They keep saying, like, Hollywood mogul. Like, yeah. It's just, like, very broad. But it's, like, this gross, fat, white dude. I thought that was Harvey.
It was Artie Lang.
Yeah, you pulled up a picture of Artie Lang. I thought it was Harvey Weinstein.
Shots fired at Artie Lang.
Or Harvey Weinstein. Who knows?
We don't even know who it is. Let's get rid of it.
I don't know who I insulted just now, but somebody. Harvey, yeah, I don't know, dude.
There's a lot going on with this guy. Here's the, let me pull up his...
He's like the White Cosby, I'm guessing.
Let me pull up his fucking Wikipedia. I don't think it's this many people. People aren't saying he raped them, okay? They're saying he's fucking, like,
he's
very
a creep,
aggressive,
dude.
And he's creepy. Okay. So Harvey Weinstein, born March 19th, 1952, is an American film producer and former studio executive.
I see the problem right now. The fucking cult.
What cult?
He worked in Pulp Fiction, so obviously it's going to be, like, a big issue because it's, like, a... Nobody can let go of things that they love, and that's, like, the one movie everybody talks about.
Oh,
so it's like,
because
it's a Woody
cult
Allen,
classic.
It's a, yeah, it's a Woody Allen problem.
What do you mean?
It's like nobody... the problem... the people
it's
are...
a problem with Woody Allen because they love his stuff so much that they almost give him... carte blanche to rape
yes,
chicks.
Yes, it's going to be that. That's exactly what... Pulp Fiction... As soon as I saw Pulp Fiction... It changed everything.
It was Cosby as well.
It's Pulp Fiction. People talk about Pulp Fiction like it fucks them in the ass and makes them come. Like,
yeah.
I've never seen people talk about a movie the way they talk about Pulp Fiction.
People
it's
like
disgusting.
That movie.
It's not even that good.
It's good.
Can I say it?
It's good.
It's good. Not the way they talk about
it. No, it's
good.
Not even in my top 10.
No.
Not even in my top 10. You're
it's
right.
It's a good movie.
It's good. It's solid. There's some great scenes.
It's good at best.
Very, very memorable. It's a very, very solid movie.
Great.
I would even put it in the great category.
Okay, I'd put it at bottom great.
Fine. It is in the very...
It's great minus.
Lower percentile on the bot or of greatness.
Yeah.
But
it's
yeah,
below five grade.
What you're saying is because his body of work includes these things, you know, the Crying Game, Pulp Fiction, Clerks. He produces these pretty well-known movies, Pulp Fiction in particular, being this huge cult classic that people are having a harder time fucking...
disassociating from now that they know that the person who...
But I don't think so because now they're crushing him. And it was almost the same thing with Cosby because people respected his work so much. Then Woody Allen, obviously. Who was the other one who was like a pedophile that went out to fucking...
Seventh Heaven Dad.
No.
He was, though.
But
and
yes,
you know what freaked me out? Because
no,
when I was a kid, I
that.
Wanted to fuck him so bad.
Yeah, it made sense. See?
Seven,
and he would have fucked you.
When I see you there, and you saw all the cute kids coming down the street.
You just wanted to be a white kid,
dude,
on
I,
TV.
Yeah, I wanted to. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's really what it came down
but
to.
But the dad was hot. Eric Camden?
No, well, who was the one director? Director exiled pedophile.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Roman Polanski. Yeah,
didn't he move or something?
Yeah, dude. He was arrested. Let's see. I got this as Wikipedia up. Arrested and charged in Los Angeles with five offenses against Samantha Gailey, a 13-year-old girl. Rape by use of drugs, perversion, sodomy, lewd and lascivious acts. Whoa. Dude, so he drugged a fucking 13-year-old girl. I didn't even know this. So... he ended up moving and just like left the country and people still watch his movies. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what are his movies? Ew, he's really gross.
Let's see. Yeah, he is. Look at him.
Ugh.
Film director. Okay, so let's see the more. Let's see. What did he get? In the 90s, the Pianist. Yeah, in the 2000s. This is right.
Oliver
Twist,
the Ghostwriter.
He was directing shit.
Do you remember that guy that went on Rogan's podcast, Milo?
Yeah, Milo Yiannopoulos.
And how he talked about how in Hollywood, I don't want to say this wrong, but I think his interview with Rogan included something where he was saying that he goes to these Hollywood parties and he said that he didn't think 13-year-old boys were young. And he said that...
I don't remember exactly. I know what you're talking about. He got in trouble for this.
Yeah, he said his Hollywood parties... the boys were like, you know, handing out drugs and having sex with all these people, and they were young boys. And he goes, and I mean young, and I don't think 13 is young. So
yeah.
It's like you're like imagining 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old boys being fucked by these Hollywood directors, and it's like a crazy.
Yeah, there's supposedly there's this whole fucking like underworld of like
ring.
Powerful pedophiles that, you know, drug and I believe it, dude. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Why wouldn't there be? Right? If you're extraordinarily powerful, right? Now, let's say you, Kim.
Okay.
You're extraordinarily powerful. Okay. You've millions and millions of dollars. You're basically untouchable. And you have some sort of sexual perversion that you don't want people to find out about. Now, it's not touching kids, whatever it is. Wouldn't you just pay whatever sex worker it is, whatever you wanted to, and whatever made you come, if you had the money and the resources to make it happen, wouldn't you just do that? It wouldn't even be something that would be a debate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you have the money to do it. Like, imagine if every child molester had money.
Yeah, if they had millions and millions of dollars, yeah, they would go and fucking buy. And the truth is, their parents that fucking sell their kids off into these things.
Yeah.
It's a whole fucking crazy.
It's drama.
So,
dude.
Look, I don't know about that whole world, and I don't know about the hedge drama.
it's too much drama for me.
Dude, I just smoked a blunt. I cannot deal with fucking pedophiles.
I'm just, like, all about world peace. Really.
No, but here's the thing, right? I don't know exactly what Milo said in that. I think that there were certain things that Milo was saying in that interview that were. That he was kidding about, and it kind of got misconstrued.
If you watch the interview, he was not.
No, I watched a lot of it. And I some of the stuff that Milo says, I'm a fan of. He's so provocative. I like a lot of the stuff that he says.
Of course, you do.
But no, I think what happened there, and I'd have to go back and watch it. He made light of hooking up, or he talked about when he was 13, he had a relationship with an older gay man, and
He didn't think he was young then.
And what he said was, he was like, to be honest with you, it was like helpful in a way because he was kind of learning about his sexuality, and it was almost like a peer type. It was like almost like a big brother type, even though this guy was fucking him. It was like a big brother type thing, and he really made light of it. And I think what he said was, he didn't think it was really a wrong thing. And then people fucking, he lost his book deal and lost all this other stuff. So he was speaking from his own personal experience, but then also made light of it and joked about it on other forums as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there was more to that, but, you know, it's a fucking, dude.
But it's weird that, like.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, like, dude, that's right. Roman Polanski still currently directs movies. Like, to this day, he just moved out of the United States after that trial. I think he literally left and was still on trial. I have to, like, look all this shit up. We got to do a whole fucking thing on him, because that's really interesting. I didn't realize that it was that fucking crazy of a thing.
He's 84.
I thought Roman Polanski, like, banged a 15-year-old girl.
I thought Roman Polanski was, like...
a vampire in the 1700s.
An NFL player.
Yeah, you don't even know.
I thought it was, like, someone that just won the Heisman.
Okay. That's how disconnected you are from this.
Yeah. No clue who that is.
So, anyway...
Never seen one of those movies.
So, Harvey Weinstein. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fucking, let me pull up this, did I lose it? Oh, I'm so annoyed. God damn it.
He has 30 tabs open on his computer.
No, but I had a whole bunch of things because there's all these new people that are coming out and talking shit about Harvey Weinstein as well. Okay.
I hate Harvey Weinstein.
You don't even know him.
I don't care. He seems really gross.
Can I ask you a question? I'm asking every woman that I meet this.
Yes. Okay.
Harvey Weinstein says this because one of the things that he wanted women to do was he wanted them to take a shower, or he wanted to take a shower in front of them while the woman just watched. Leslie says, Kim, I'm going to give you a starring role in a movie. He's going to watch me shower.
A starring role in a movie?
Yep.
Independent what kind of movie? What's his history? Is he a good
director? It's Harvey Weinstein.
All right.
He's a producer. I mean, he's one of the biggest producers ever.
But he has a shower in front of him.
A shower in front of him. He might masturbate even.
I'd have to think about it for a while, to be honest. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Of course.
A starring role in a movie to let some fucking idiot shower.
Yeah.
I just think, like, sometimes my head goes to a place where I'm like, men are so dumb. Like, why wouldn't I do that?
Of course.
It's not going to hurt me. It'll only help me.
Yeah.
And he's, like, just going to be, like, a weirdo anyways with someone else.
So this is what I'm saying. 20 years later, why would you open your fucking mouth about it? You got a starring role in a movie, Kim. I stand with Harvey.
It depends. A lot of the times, these girls are really young.
I don't actually know.
And, like,
naive.
And a lot of the times, they're like, it's right here.
Oh, this one. Did you hear the tape, by the way?
I didn't hear the tape, but a lot of these times, these girls are lured.
I don't know.
Lured?
What?
Lured? Lured.
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 Wow. Wow. Okay.
Can we take that out?
Sure we can.
Yeah, so I don't really know the story behind it, but he doesn't seem very great. Like, I don't think I mean, I don't know if I'd shower with him for a role. And it's also how good, if I'm a bad actress, maybe. If I think I can get a role on my own eventually, no.
Well, that's the thing.
If I'm a bad actress, yes.
Yeah, well, apparently Woody Allen...
It depends on my abilities, too. Like, right now, I'm like, no, I'll just wait a few years and do it, you know?
Woody Allen came out and said that he's sad for everyone involved in the Harvey Weinstein scandal.
It's like almost like this is written.
Oh, it's great. It's hilarious. Woody Allen called the scandal looming over Harvey Weinstein very sad for everyone involved. The disgraced movie mogul is facing dozens of allegations that include sexual assault and rape. Oh, including sexual assault and rape. It's now including that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
I knew that.
I did not know that. I thought this was all like, hey, come on, let me just pull out my dick and you know.
No, he, like, touched women and stuff.
All right, fine.
He's a toucher.
Hey, man, look, I always try to side with the guy. Every time I can, I do try to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Unfortunately, you do, yeah.
They're always wrong.
They're awful.
Every time, look, here's the thing. That's what I do. I look at it very fairly. I say, innocent until proven guilty. Innocent until proven guilty, my friend Harvey Weinstein. Okay? And then if he's guilty, he's guilty. Sorry, I'm turning into a Jew.
I know, I'm scared.
What?
I'm turning into his Asian daughter.
Yeah. So here we go. Let's see. What did Allen say here? This is interesting. In an interview with the BBC, Big Black Cock, Allen called the situation tragic for the poor women who were involved. Sad for Harvey that his life is so messed up. He told the outlet that he heard
rumors.
Why
would he say that? I mean, it seems like he wants attention right now. He knows what this is going to get him. He knows who he is. He knows Woody Allen's not a fucking idiot.
You hear a million fanciful rumors all the time, and some turn out to be true, and some, many, are just stories about this actress or that actor.
Oh, he's trying to defend himself.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice. Very smart, Woody Allen. Oh. That's what he did. This is why he commented.
He tried to defend himself.
He just threw this when he was like,
into
hey.
Into category. This happened to me. I was blamed for something I didn't
sometimes
do.
These things happen. You don't know who to believe. That's what he's saying. Very smart, Woody Allen. Very smart. So, yeah, and his whole thing is that he probably fucked his daughter. Hey, you know what?
Woody Allen's not great. Harvey Weinstein's not great.
I got to be honest. Why do we put Hollywood and rich people and powerful people on this pedestal
where they can fuck kids?
Not where they can fuck kids, but where we expect any better of them, right? It's all really numbers, right? One out of however many men are going to be rapists.
I think 1% of men are pedophiles.
1%? No, it's probably going to be more than that.
I thought I read 1%.
1%? No.
Listen to me.
If you think that only 1 out of 4 women...
Look it up.
Or listen, I will. But if you think that only 1 out of 4 women are coming forward and that the numbers are higher than that are being sexually assaulted, how many men do you think that are pedophiles are coming forward with that information?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
There is no way to know. How would you know?
You're right.
Unless they start doing like...
Maybe 1% are registered pedophiles.
How many...
pedophiles are there in the world?
People. Why is it always going to be men, Ken?
Oh. So it's
gotta be
men. Mostly men.
That's not true. I remember my friend...
It's mostly
my
men.
Friend's mom, when I was like 10, got into bed with me and wrapped her leg around me.
I'm sure she was a pedophile, but...
Yeah.
It's mostly men.
Pedophiles in the world. Let's see. Let's see. These... How many people are pedophiles? BigBlackCock.com. They really have a lot of news.
Wait, I want to hear more about this mom.
This mom was a Dominican lady.
What'd she do?
Just weird, old, and horny. And she's got in the bed with me and wrapped her legs around me.
And what'd you do? How old were you?
Like 10. She's like sat there with my eyes open like, holy shit, what's happening right now? Am I about to lose my virginity?
Were you excited?
No. Oh. I was terrified. She was like a creepy old Dominican lady.
And what'd she do? She just wrapped her, and that's it?
The Pope recently reported to have
what
said
did
that,
she do?
She just wrapped her legs around me. That's it. And then got up after a little while. Probably used the experience to rub one out.
Oh, gross. That's crazy.
Yeah, see, I've been sexually assaulted. Am I complaining? No,
you almost tried to not even finish the story and finish then read this news article. I'm like, well, then what? You just told me about how you were almost raped and then you just continued this article about the
Pope. I mean, by today's feminist standards, that was fourth degree death rape. Are you kidding me? She got in bed with me and fucking put her leg on me. I'm a child. I'm a baby. I'm a 10-year-old.
No, it's fucking
if
awful.
If you had a 10-year-old cousin in the house and I got into bed with her and wrapped my leg around her as she slept at night, I mean, would I not be just shot to death in the yard?
Yeah, you wouldn't have made it out of here.
That's crazy.
No way.
That's fucking crazy.
There's no way.
And her cousins, they have tits already. these girls.
So he was kids? Looking at them.
What am I supposed to do? They're fucking children. They got boobs everywhere. It's crazy.
It's true.
The Pope is recently reported to have said that about 2% of the Catholic clergy are pedophiles. Whoa. 2% of the Catholic clergy.
How does it compare with society as a whole?
Ooh. This is fun. We should really just research this. Whether the definition is 0.5% or 1%, as Michael Seto says, these are you cannot
pedophilia. That included allegations of abuse of adolescents as well as prepubescent children.
Okay, 4.2% have been plausibly accused of abuse.
4.2% of men. So I would say it would be about triple that.
Even more, because kids aren't saying shit, dude. Plus, if you're gonna rape a child, you threaten to kill his mom.
Oh yeah, it's easy to
trick imaginary best friend.
Kids are the weakest minded people on the planet. So easy to trick them to be quiet and never say anything about something.
I can convince any 3-year old to blow me and never say a word about it ever.
For sure, I can convince any kid to eat me out.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'll put a candy bar in there.
As an experiment.
I'll just put a Jolly Rancher in it.
There might already be a candy bar in there. We had a crazy weekend.
No, but listen, seriously, if it's 4% that are reporting it, what do you think? I would say that's more than quadrupled. And that would mean that like over 25% of men.
The amount of kids that I know that have been fucking touched, right? Well, hold on. That's a better stat. Like, how many kids are being molested, right?
Yes.
Hold on.
Well, that's the same thing. It's because the kids aren't reporting it. So either way.
We are just idiots, by the way.
Yeah, but that's the same thing, you know?
But that's a better way to look at it. Now, what percentage of men are being molested? Well, but that's not true either, because one molester is probably out there fucking 10 kids. And how many numbers is he putting up?
Dude, he's killing it.
Dude, there's like the Jordan of pedophiles.
He's got the little black book with children's names.
Yeah, dude.
You find it and you can confuse it with like a Santa Claus list.
What if he's like a really like awesome pedophile? Like he gives
you... Naughty and nice list, but it's just the type of sex they had.
What if he gives you like he gives you his own like pedophile like Derek Jeter gift basket? Like after he fucks you as a kid, you get like, you know, fucking Hot Wheels set and like fucking bubbles and like...
He secretly slips you like candy. Dollar bills. You remember how good it was to get a dollar bill as a kid?
Dude. Let me tell you something. $3 would buy you 100 Tootsie Rolls, 4 bags of potato chips, 2 quarter waters, and 2 quarter chocolate aisles. Okay? And that's it. And then I'd have, that would be like my lunch there for the whole day, and I would just crush it. You could have easily convinced a fat 10-year-old Luis J. Gomez who suck a pedophile's dick for $3.
Dude.
That's the number. That was the big number. $3.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
Everyone has a price, and children's is $3.
Children's. Look, here's the thing. We're talking about consent, right? This child is truly consenting to it, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Change his kid's life. Give him a 10.
This is
crazy
to me because that means if it says that 4% of men are accused pedophiles, that means that, like, wouldn't that, like, quadruple?
Well, how many times is 4 going to 100? 20.
Don't do this to me while we're recording.
4 goes into 80 20 times, right?
Right. I'm shutting down. Listen, no, don't do this to me right now, please. No.
25. Okay. 25. That's really, babe, we're really dumb.
Almost got
I want everyone listening to this to realize how, we're stoned.
Listen, no, I'm really bad at math. It's not that I'm stoned.
How many times 4 goes into 100? It's 25.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
We're dumb. That's obvious. Yeah, you should have thought of that. But I didn't, and I just shut down when I heard math because I didn't
You get so upset.
No, I don't even want to deal with it.
So... all right, if you've had sex, I don't wonder how many men you've had sex with. Damn it. The point
just
is.
Just you. You know that.
Thanks, babe. Mm-hmm. But for the ladies that are listening at home, if you've had sex with 25 men, one of them is a pedophile. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
Look at Kim right there. She's like, I fucked 3 pedophiles. Holy
shit.
No,
I definitely fucked.
Shut the fuck up. I really, it's so funny. Me and Kim were in a don't ask anything.
But I like to tell, you know?
I really do love to fucking just yap your fucking mouth about
it. I'm just an open book.
I just Lewis really know too much.
I tried to tell Lewis a funny story about the first time I gave a guy head.
I didn't want
to
hear it.
I was fucking 15 years old. I blew a guy with a condom on and he got so mad he didn't even hear it. I think that's hilarious to blow a guy with
funny.
A condom on.
You should put it in your act.
You told me that.
It's hilarious.
I'm going to actually put it in my act, so every time you watch me do my set, you have to hear the story again.
So good. That story about you blew a guy with a condom, it just makes me laugh.
I mean, he's choking me right now, if you can't see. Thank you.
Okay. So here's the deal. Okay. 1 in 5 girls, about 1 in 20 boys, are victims of child sex abuse.
1 in 5 girls, 1 in 20 boys. Wow, way more girls than boys. Because girls also are taught to be polite and be quiet. That's the whole thing again. Mm. That's what I think.
No. More holes.
Oh my God, that's such a gross answer.
I don't know. You're just
Jesus
talking about
Christ.
If you cut their holes in, you get a, if you go down by hole, technically.
I mean, I guess that would be the way that a man would think. Yeah. More holes like this. I'm like, technically, if you cut down the science of it, girls are taught. And you're like, nah, more holes.
Nah. If one hole gets worn out, you got another hole to use. You
Ew.
Know what I mean? Why do we always use a pedophile voice as a southern accent, too?
Because no British guy has ever
There's
molested a child.
There's definitely British pedophiles.
I know. Isn't that upsetting?
It's more charming. I wouldn't even mind it.
I know. You're just... I fell asleep to it.
Hello.
Oh.
Might have a spot of your pee-pee. Yeah, all right, fine.
Spotted dick.
Take it. Self-report study show that 20% of adult females and 5 to 10% of adult males recall childhood sexual assault or sexual abuse incidents. During a 1-year period in the U.S., 16% of youths aged 14 to 17 have been sexually victimized. Yeah, all right.
28% of youth over the course of the lifetime, 14 to 17. That's a high number. 28% is a really high number.
Yeah. Hey, man,
it's
listen.
It's a fucked up society. And what's fucked up about sexual abuse is, like, a lot of the times it's a chain reaction where they start sexually abusing.
I know. You create fucking
and
pedophiles,
then,
dude.
Yeah, and pedophiles make pedophiles. That's why, like,
but
you kind of got to go.
If you're going to get fucked, I would... I'm going Weinstein. I'm going fucking Roman Polanski. I'm going Woody Allen, Michael Jackson. I'm going with these rich fucking pedophiles, dude. Not one of these backwood fucking Melbourne, Florida.
I don't think the children have a choice in the matter. I don't think they're auditioning for who they get to fuck.
Wouldn't that be better then?
Yeah, if they just go in a room.
Wouldn't
like,
it be better?
Yeah.
If you got to pick, if you had
Can
to
you
be.
Sleep for us?
If you had to be raped. Such a fucked up question. If you had to be raped.
Okay.
Would the guy being attractive make it a better raping?
Yes.
It would.
If I'm being honest?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe not, because I don't know. I've never been, like raped by a hot guy, but I feel like it would.
You can't say it that way.
I just feel like it would.
You can't say I've ever been raped by a hot guy. Now it sounds like you've been raped by a bunch of ugly guys.
No, I'm just saying, like, it would ruin hot guys for me.
Ah, so you'd rather be raped by an ugly because they're already ruined for you.
Yeah, I'm like,
we get it. We know you guys rape.
I'm like, you slipped through. Fucking, ugh. Let's not let that happen again. Ugh, one of them got through the gates. We gotta fix the lock.
Yeah. So it would make it better. I guess it would have to, right? It would a little bit. Like, or I should say this much, at the very least. I'm
feel
a
like
dirty
almost,
guy. A dirty guy would
a
have
dirty
to be,
guy would be the worst.
Like if it would probably have to be like
the worst would be a dirty guy.
Like a smelly, big, fat, like cruddy. Oh,
yeah.
Kim's getting turned on. She's rubbing her vagina right now, guys.
Soaked.
Yeah, she's so into this.
No, it's really gross. No, a gross guy would be the worst. Hot guy would be the best, ideally.
Yeah, it's like a dude that looked like fucking Brad Pitt. At what point?
You know what? The best case scenario would be like. Some dude that just got the balls to rape someone for the first time, but they have low self-esteem, so I could really break them down after.
Okay, that's the best case?
Yeah, that would be the best kind of rapist.
Okay.
Low self-esteem rapist.
Yeah.
That I could ruin. Just ruin. Drive to suicide. I'd be like that girl. Get back in the car. Turn on the carbon monoxide. You know?
For me, I think it would have to be a tiny dick rapist. That would be the biggest thing, you know?
It would annoy you.
No, a tiny dick rapist.
Would be the best.
If you're getting raped, because I'm thinking it's prison, for me anyway, I would assume that you just want them to have kind of not a huge cock, you know? All the other variables don't really matter.
Yeah, if it feels like an Audi belly button, you're like,
All right, rub it in there. I kind of like it, actually.
Yeah, it's like soothing. It rocks you to sleep.
I kind
of
feel like that.
The screams of other people getting big dick raped in prison, you're like, come here. Bring that dick in my ass crack. Rock me to sleep, baby.
It ain't so bad. So, look, Harvey Weinstein, it's over. I just think that we, you know, look, here's the truth. We, I guess we care because he's rich and powerful and they want to bring him down. But are you going to really bring him down? He's going to still be rich and powerful after this. I always feel, why do we care more about Harvey Weinstein? It's the same reason why we care more about Kim Kardashian going to the fucking mall than we do the average person. It's just kind of, we celebrate rich and powerful people. Even when we're tearing them down, we're kind of celebrating them in a weird way. Mm-hmm. Because this shit happens every fucking day. Mm-hmm. You know, the whatever Harvey Weinstein's accused of, there's dudes in every industry that are doing it every single day.
Yeah.
But we like to sit here, like, shoving popcorn into our face because we're so obsessed with celebrity and so obsessed with success and so obsessed with that as a culture that it's like...
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
I saw this video of this, like, really... It was a really sad video of this, like, this kid from another country. And he was like, yes.
Babe.
What?
I don't think we're recording. Oh, man.
Yeah, we are.
Are we?
Yeah.
Let me see.
26.
Oh, we are. Thank God.
40. We're recording.
Oh, I would have been so upset.
No, we're recording. We're good. We're all 30 right, good. Minutes in.
All right. But, we're going to do questions in a minute, by the way.
But it reminds me of, like, this video I saw where there was this kid and he was like homeless in another country and he was like I think it was Ed Sheeran went and interviewed him and he was like saying like this is like this cute little boy like 7 years old like flies on his face like being like I want to go to college, I want to be a doctor, I have dreams, I want a mommy and a daddy, and it was like this whole sad thing like I just and then on all the comments were like people trying to adopt that specific kid.
Yeah.
And people were like the comments from the company were like, there are many other children like this. Just click this link and people would be like, no, I want that kid.
Yeah.
And it's very like Harvey Weinstein. It's like, why is it that guy when it's like a bump? This is a huge problem. If we all focused on one different person, it would be like, you know, like.
It's just, I think this whole thing shines more of a light on to how, you know, how obsessed we are as a culture. People don't really care about these fucking victims. You know what I'm saying? And it becomes this thing where it's like, I think the best thing of all was fucking Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how great was that?
That was great.
I posted it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't doctor that. That was literally back to back. I took a screenshot.
I saw the Twitter.
It was in fucking incredible. Okay. So Ben Affleck posts during this whole Harvey Weinstein scandal, takes a great fat opportunity to be a fucking white knight homo, and he posts to Twitter, I'm saddened and angry that a man who I worked with used his position of power to intimidate, sexually harass, and manipulate many women over decades. The additional allegations of sexual assault or of assault that I read this morning made me sick. This is completely unacceptable, and I find myself asking, what can I do to make sure this doesn't happen to others? That he put on his Batman suit. We can do better at protecting our sisters, friends, coworkers, and daughters. We must have, and mothers. Moms are getting raped still.
Yeah.
Grandmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody's talking about grandma rape.
Well, that's a whole another point that women like to make, too, is, like, men always associate, like bat rape. It's like, oh, I have a mother, I have a sister, instead of being like, just don't rape women.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter
about
your
them. It's about
us. It's about them. That's the whole point that, like, it's a big thing that women are upset about, because all these men are like, as a father of two girls, it's like, okay, so if you didn't have the two girls, it would be fine.
As a father of two boys, I encourage rape.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
We must support those who come forward, condemn this type of behavior when we see it, and help ensure that there are more women in positions of power. So then a video comes out from him from like fucking 15 years ago when he's on MTV's Beach House, and he's, who was the girl? Do you know the girl?
No, just like, some like girl like that was hosting.
She's an actress chick. She's an actress. She's a famous chick.
Got some hosting gig.
Yeah, dude. And he's like groping her and just like
he grabbed her tit.
Yeah, using his fucking position of power to just to literally on camera sexually assault this girl. And this whole thing hits right after he posts this, because now when you go on even White Knight and you're fucking trying to do the right thing, then they're going to try to tear you down as well. And then,
well, you can't white knight if you're not a white knight.
I know. Well, no,
you deserve to get called out.
Everybody's got dirt. Everybody's got dirt. None of these fucking people. You're not gonna be able to live. You're not gonna be able to be a fucking rock star.
I've got dirt too, and I'm like a pretty innocent person.
Yeah, we're all pieces of shit. We've had at our worst moments. We've all got shit that we fucking suck for. We've all got bad moments. We've all got shit that we've done that we're not proud of.
I've been a monster, and if people got me on tape before.
Yeah. Oh, imagine,
like the girl that cussed out that DMV person.
Imagine the worst thing you've ever said being on tape.
Oh, God.
Imagine the worst thing you've said today.
The worst thing I've ever said is online.
Imagine the worst thing you've ever said today.
So it'll probably come out one day, and I'll be, and people are going to shit on me, and I'm going to get kicked off shows.
Don't say that.
Find it. I dare you. Look for it. I challenge you.
What's the worst thing you said?
No, I'm not going to even bring it. I'm not even going to talk about it.
You'll tell me off air.
I'll tell you off air.
So look, he goes... I think I have a fan calling in. Hey, what's up? You're on the Real Ass Podcast.
Hey, I have a question. Whatever happened to Sport? I haven't heard any development on him lately. Is he doing good?
Yeah, Sport's been doing good, man. He's living with my son and his mom, and, you know, he's fucking living life, dude. Got a little growth on his head. It was weird, but the vet said it wasn't anything to be worried about. It's just part of life.
Are you talking about his mom, you mean Dee?
Yeah, yeah, my son's mother. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Just curious, because, you know, recently my dog passed this week, and just, you know, reaching out. I know your Jack Russell Terrier has been a part of your life, and, you know, haven't heard any Sport talk lately. And, did you finally neuter him?
No, no, no. You still got those big, fat, juicy balls.
Oh, so, yeah.
All right. Well, here's the other thing. Everyone has my phone number, so I keep on getting phone calls.
You just hung up after that.
But I got a new phone. So I have a new phone. That's my real phone now. But I still have this other phone for the next 16 days. So people can call me 646-600-3498 and, you know, have a chat.
I would have died if you would have accidentally given out your new number.
Oh, babe. I don't remember my new number. Thank God. Thank God I remember it. So wait, what were we talking about? What were we talking about?
I don't know. That Russell Terrier shit fucking threw me off.
Yeah, no, no. But fuck, I was making a point. Oh, that's right. No, no. Matt Damon. No, Ben Affleck. All right. So listen.
Same thing.
So that whole shit hits, right, after he posts that on Twitter. And it's beautiful. You guys can go look at his Twitter. It's the best thing in the world. So it's back to back. He posts that long thing about being sad and angry about Harvey Weinstein. Then that video hits of him groping that fucking host. So the next tweet from Ben Affleck: I acted inappropriately toward Ms. Burton, and I sincerely apologize.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
So embarrassing.
I love it. I love it. And they're killing everyone. What's his name? Fucking the guy you like, Jason Momoa?
I know. I watched it.
What was the joke? Was it bad?
He literally...
I'll play it, because we have the music here.
It wasn't great.
Jason Momoa.
It changed things for me.
No.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I promise you.
Let me see.
It was enough to change it for me. The first one.
This one right here?
No. Yeah, the first one, the panel.
Rape joke during interview. Let's see. I want to hear this. Shut up. There's no way.
But as far as sci-fi and fantasy, I love that genre. It's just that there's so many things you can't do. Like, someone's coming out of the room and get away with it and rape beautiful women.
Look at everyone on the camera. He likes filming it because there's things he could do that he can't do in real life, rape beautiful women. And to even say rape beautiful women like that is so gross.
All right, can I say this?
I know. I already know what you're going to... I mean, like,
can
you're
I say this?
So fucking...
Can I say this?
Go ahead.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. And if that was a comic...
It wasn't that funny.
If that was a comic, I would have no problem with it. If that was a comedian, right, whose job is to be funny, right?
You would think that was a funny joke.
I don't know, depending on, like, the timing of it. It was fine. It was like...
It wasn't good timing. It was just a bunch of people kissing his ass. That's like watching a famous shitty comedian go on stage and watch people just laugh.
But listen to me.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's forget the quality of the joke.
If it's not funny, then what is it? What's good about it?
No, but, well, then we get into the debate of, you know, where a good joke comes from or a bad joke comes from.
I mean, you think it's an idea. A good joke?
No, that's not the point, though. That's not the point. Let me make this point. The content and the intent and what it was, right? He was making lighthearted of him. He plays, for people that don't know, he plays Khal Drogo on Game of Thrones. So
He rapes women on the show,
right? And by the way, you're the first one to admit that you rub one out watching him fucking...
They make him exceptionally hot. It's really fucked up. They really fuck with your head. They make him, out of control hot while he's raping this woman.
And, you're just,
and then
you don't
the women end
it.
Up liking it, and then you feel weird. It's a mind fuck. It really is.
It is a
mind fuck.
It's great writing.
Yeah.
It's great writing. It's a great
show.
And it's
what it's supposed to be. Like, this girl falls in love with this guy that rapes her.
Rapes her. Brutally rapes
her. It's part of the show, and you kind of, like, feel for the character, which is, like, good TV writing, which is why I like it.
And why you rub one out to it. So here's the thing.
But
he's a fucking actor. He's an A-list Hollywood actor. You kind of, you're losing the right to do stupid rape jokes. It's stupid, you know what I'm saying? That's really what it is. It's just a dumb rape joke. That's as far as it is.
You know what? That's what you think, but to me it feels like almost like, you know when you say something honest and people just laugh and you go, oh, that sounded like a joke.
Yeah, okay,
I understand. It sounds like more of inner truth.
Fine.
It feels like he really liked to play a man that was raping women.
But that's you also breaking down kind of the subtext, and he was making a joke. For all intents and purposes, he was making a joke, right? So
but I don't agree with that. I think that I've seen so many people go on. I've seen this so many times. I've seen so many people go on stage and say something and don't expect a big laugh. I don't know.
I mean, he was talking about because he said get whipped. What was the other examples? Do you remember?
I mean, it's only like 10. Let's see.
But as far as sci-fi and fantasy, I love that genre. It's just that there's so many things you can do, like rip someone's tongue out, get whipped.
Yeah,
rip someone's tongue out and get away with it. And or rape beautiful women.
He's
saying weird shit.
It's
kind of sick.
It's a weird joke, yes.
It doesn't seem like a joke. Someone said, Bam. Why do you like doing it? He's like, because in sci-fi, you can get away with doing these things.
You think he really wants to rape women? Is that what you think is going on?
Maybe. I don't think it's not going on.
That's crazy.
I think that if you're saying...
You're more reading into that. You're not thinking that's a joke. That's crazy.
That's why rape joke is in quotations. You're not seeing it as crazy.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, we can agree to disagree. I'm not going to argue.
Never seen anyone go on stage and they're just talking and they say something and they get a laugh and they look like one of those. I don't care.
It doesn't fucking matter. Let me make the point that I'm trying to make. Okay. If it was a comic doing it, I would go, who gives a shit, right? But because it's an A-list actor, you know what I'm saying, you kind of give up your right to say those things.
But it's a little different because if it was a comic doing it, would it be a comic that played that character? What he's saying is weird because he's saying he likes playing...
I don't care. It's fine. I want to move on from it. So what do you want me to say? We're going to sit here and argue about this?
No. I'm just saying it's different because what he's saying is he liked playing a character because he got to get away with raping women.
He didn't say that. He actually said he likes doing the genre of sci-fi because he gets to do things like rip guys' tongues out, get whipped, and rape beautiful women.
He didn't say get whipped.
He did. He said get away with it.
Rip tongues out, get away with it.
Okay, sure. Fine. I don't understand what you're arguing with me about right now. He made a joke. He doesn't really get the right to make those jokes once you go into that world. You kind of give up that right to make those jokes. You know, for a stand-up comedian or for a comic to do it, I mean, I'm not really talking about... Like, I don't really understand the point you're making.
My whole point is just, I feel like his joke comes a little bit from him being truthful about the way he feels when he's acting. It was a weird thing to joke about. It's like a weird thing to joke about. It's like, why would you joke?
I mean, you know who you're sitting with, right? We joke about rape
all the time.
Me and you joke about raping babies. I mean, like, literally.
I know, but it was just like, you don't think that's weird the way he said it?
Not really, no.
I don't know. I think the context is weird.
Well, exactly. The context is... Here's the thing. Like, the context is he's sitting on a panel where they're trying to be funny. Like, if you've been to Comic-Con, and I have. I just did it a few days ago. You're sitting there. You're playing to a crowd, and you're trying to say stuff to kind of get a pop and to get people excited. So, no. He was making a joke. That's what was happening. You can say that if you want to read into the subtext and go, like, oh, it seems like he was, like, you know, was being a little more real than...
Do you think he's ever had any other problems with this? Like, any other Jason Momoa drama?
No, this is it, because now they're digging up everything on everybody and they're going back. The truth is, he's a big, dumb, fucking good-looking galoot. I don't really care about his sensitivity in the world. That's the truth. I'm just saying, as a society or as an actor, his agent has, you know, everyone's agents are going, guys, stop fucking making rape jokes right now. Everyone in Hollywood, comics are a little bit different. It's our job to try to find funny. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's good or bad, like, we'll find it. It's not really Jason Momoa's job to try to find funny. And this is why when you put them in a situation like this and you kind of, they're not under a controlled environment and they don't have their, you know, they're not on Ellen or they're not on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon where they have specific questions and a specific beat, they're going to get caught saying stupid shit because everyone says stupid shit and everyone makes dumb jokes. So, I feel like we're in a fight now.
No.
Over Jason Momoa.
Dude, I'm going to fuck Jason Momoa just to get back at you. I'm going to let him rape me and I'm going to come, make sure I come during it.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be rape. You couldn't even fake it being rape.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even be able to fake saying no, just in case he'd run away.
I'm going to do it at this Comic-Con panel next year on video and post it to your Reddit.
Good. I hope so. All right. Let's take some questions real quick, guys. We'll get some fucking questions and we'll wrap this one. Here we go. If you guys want to join the conversation on Instagram, follow me, Gomez Comedy, gomezcomedy.com. You guys can submit your questions through there as well. I'm just going to do some Instagram questions this evening. All right, here we go. Let's see. These aren't the fucking questions. All right. What do Kim's nipples resemble? Because on the my Real Ask Question segment, I just posted a picture of Kim flashing me.
Mm-hmm.
But then I covered it up with a little eyeball thingy.
Yeah.
What's funny is that little eyeball thingy is exactly what Kim's nipples look like.
I watch everyone with my nipples.
Mm-hmm.
I watch eyeballs. TV.
Yeah, very true. Do you recall the biggest bomb you've ever made on stage? Where and when? And can you remember the joke? This is from Chuck Mott. Kim, do you remember the biggest bomb ever?
Mm-hmm.
When was it?
It was the last time I performed in front of my family.
Oh, really? What happened?
Yeah, I was 4 months into stand-up, and I tried to headline a show that my mom put together for, like, my whole town. So everybody from my town showed up, like, old teachers and family members. And I just straight bombed for 25 minutes. It's just silence from the people I love.
Yeah. Bombing, dude, you know what's the most, because I did this, I bombed once in front of, and this was probably my, and it, for the same reason, my worst bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact reason. It was mm-hmm. because I had friends there. I bombed many times. Who gives a shit, right? Mm-hmm. But when you bomb in front of people you know, and there's two things they do. While you're bombing, you go to, and you look out at them, and they all avoid making eye contact mm-hmm. with you. Every one of them look down at their table. They, like, look at, like, mm-hmm. they're all, like, and that's a telltale sign, dude. They are trying to fucking avoid just looking at you failing at your dream.
They don't want you to feel bad.
They don't
want you to know that they're seeing this. They're trying to hide.
It's so fucking uncomfortable. And then afterwards, nobody will tell you you bombed.
Mm-mm.
Everyone else will be like, oh, yeah, you did really good. And you kind of, they're just like the light of their fucking teeth.
That's so brave.
It's so fucking brutal.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. This girl, Liz Green, that I had a crush on, it was my friend's older sister. She brought all of her friends out once when I first started comedy. I'm like a year in, not even.
Mm-hmm.
And I just fucking, dude, tanked so hard. And I looked out and they're just like, ugh, they didn't even, like, stick around. They just, like, it was a fucking nightmare, dude. You should never invite your friends to come out and see you do comedy.
No.
Period. Like, when you're a headliner, like, you know, 10, 15 years in, when you got shit going on. My first joke? I remember kind of what it was. It was like,
I remember my first joke specifically.
I remember the first joke that I did, like, for an extended amount of time. I was so bad.
What was it?
I was like, oh man, Kim.
Come on.
Oof.
I
want to
hear it.
I go, you guys want to see an impression of Elvis? And then I went.
Oh, he did the dead. You can't see. He did the dead arms.
I did the dead, you know, the close my eyes and then I put my arms across like a vampire.
That's
arms.
Fucking great.
But then I go, no, I'm just kidding, guys. Obviously, that's not what I do. That's very terrible. Here's my impression of Elvis if he were still alive today. And then I'd go, hello? It's really dark in here. Can somebody turn on the lights?
Why?
Like he's in a coffin?
Oh, no. That was so bad. I mean, it's so bad, I felt like I was at an open mic listening to it.
It was so bad.
You brought
bad.
Me back to an open mic. Yeah, I feel like really, I just waited.
It was really bad.
Wow.
What was your first joke, Kim?
My first joke was this joke I made because, oh God, it's so embarrassing. I made this joke and I said, my boyfriend is going to be a crab for Halloween and I'm going to copy him. I'm going to be imitation crab.
You know what? At least mine was truly hacky, but it was grandiose, and at least I went for it.
Yeah.
Yours was just a shit punny one-liner. Fuck you for shitting on my fucking Elvis joke.
No, yours was bad. Mine was bad.
Yeah, they were really bad.
It was just bad.
Yeah.
It hurt just to say it again.
Yeah, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Bad comedy is so embarrassing. It's the fucking
And I still sometimes do it.
Yeah. With
sometimes
a joke?
Sometimes I'll try a new joke. No.
Kim, please.
Let it go.
You don't have to admit any of this stuff on the podcast.
I'm going to go as imitation crab this Halloween I keep it relevant.
Good job, babe. Well, look, Kim, this was a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Another real-ass podcast in the books.
Hell yeah.
I asked Kim if she would give me oral sex on the show. Completely joking. She thought about it for a second. There was a beat where she was like, wait, no, I have a mom. She's alive.
Well, yeah, but then I was like, no. I was thinking like, okay. But then I was like, no, but I want to talk on it.
It would have been a good show. Just me just fucking... I always thought like... I went
crying?
That's what I do when I get a blowjob. I cry every time. But me, Jay, and Dave, we all recorded our sex sounds and then played it on Legion of Skanks. And and critiqued each other's sex sounds.
During who, sex with who?
Our girlfriends.
Ew.
Babe. Come on, for science.
Did they know?
Wait, what? Would they know?
Did they
know?
No,
we didn't do it.
Oh.
Oh, you thought we did do
it. I'm like, you guys are real rapists.
It's not a rapist. It's a sex crime.
It's a sex crime. You're right.
It's just a sex crime, babe. We figured this out.
Yeah, you're right.
Be subcategorized.
I thought you were saying that you guys secretly recorded your girlfriends and you having sex, and it's like on a podcast.
No. We wanted to. I had the idea to record our like having sex audio, and then we bring it in and we listen to each other having sex, and then critique our sex sounds. I think it'd be really funny.
I think that would be very interesting.
Yeah. So, babe, will you do it?
Have sex with you? I don't want them to be able to hear me. Can we cut my channel out?
We don't have to be on a fucking independent channel. We're gonna be in the same. We're not in like booths. What's going on here? How do you think this works?
Thank you for calling the hotline. I'm buttoning my trousers as we speak.
All right, we're going. Goodbye.
Bye.